Yeah, tensing every muscle. Yeah, you're. I mean, you're stiff when you're doing that. Does anybody have any real pain? Here's my thoughts on pain control. The pain. There's a couple of things to know about it. If you want to do pain control or specialize in pain control, there's a book that I recommend to you. It's by a medical doctor by the name of Sarno, Dr. Sarno, S-A-R-N-O. It's called Healing Back Pain. And what Sarno says is that he's a medical doctor. He says that any pain that you have beyond 6 weeks of the initial injury is psychosomatic. He says even for amputation, if you have a body part cut off or something like that, he said, you should not experience the pain beyond 6 weeks of the initial injury. He believes they're due to unresolved negative emotions at the unconscious level. Now, Sarno does not believe in NLP or hypnosis, interestingly enough. So doesn't want to hear about it, doesn't. But he says that he's a medical doctor. He says that it's all psychosomatic if it lasts beyond 6 weeks of the initial injury, or unless there's still some sort of injury that's happening there. So, Sarno says that it's about recognizing the purpose to the pain. The thing is that pain serves a purpose. Pain always serves a purpose. And pain to me is much like a negative emotion. So you look at anger, sadness, fear, hurt, or guilt. They're not negative. They're not bad inherent in and of themselves. They're there to serve a purpose. They're there to give you some sort of a message. Once we get the message, we can let them go. And it's the same thing with the pain. Pain serves a purpose. In fact, the Hawaiian shaman Teneo Sanz Kumalai said, in life you can have whatever it is that you want to the extent that you're willing to pay. And she said, what we need to pay is attention. She said that to the extent that we fail to pay attention, we'll pay with pain. And that works true cross-contextually. It works true in our finances. If we fail to pay attention to our finances, we'll pay with pain. If we fail to pay attention to our relationships, we'll pay with pain. If we fail to pay attention to our physical health, we'll pay with pain. And our physical body is the same way. If we're not paying attention to something, we'll pay with pain. So I base all the pain control that I do on that. And pain control is one of the easiest things to do with hypnosis. That's why I think it's such a fabulous niche for somebody to get into. It is one of the easiest things to do. How do you do it? So basically, what I'll do for pain control is I'll do glove anesthesia. I will, not pain control in particular. You do have a rapid induction in there, which I will always use when I do pain control. But I'm going to tell you how to do pain control now if you're interested. Rapid induction should be the last page of your hypnosis section or thereabouts. I'll tell you about a rapid induction in a second. But pain control, here's how you do pain control. You do glove anesthesia. Okay, remember anesthesia is one of the deep trance phenomena. So what I'll tend to do for pain control is I'll put somebody in a trance. However I do that, and you know several inductions, you know Ericksonian inductions, you know Ellman inductions, you know direct authoritarian inductions, you know several inductions that you could do. I'll talk briefly about a rapid induction as well in a moment. But you want to put them in a trance, and then you want to do, I do guided imagery once they're in the trance. So I have them go into a trance, and I have them imagine themselves in a winter wonderland, walking through the winter wonderland. Now, you don't necessarily need to use a winter wonderland. I could use a beach. I could use a dentist's office. I could use anything. But I had them imagine walking in a winter wonderland, and I describe it in full detail. I say, imagine yourself walking through this winter wonderland. And if you guys want me to script it out for you, I don't have a script here, but send me an email, and I'll take one night, and I'll type it out for you. If you'd like me to type out a winter wonderland, it's called a subinduction. So I just have them imagine themselves walking through a winter wonderland, seeing their breath, feeling the snow collapse beneath their feet, feeling the stinging of the wind on their cheeks. And all you do basically is you have them take off a glove, stick it in a snowbank, and freeze the hand. Now, you want to freeze something that is not the thing that's injured. So for example, if their foot was injured, I would freeze the hand. If their back was injured, I would freeze the hand. If their hand was injured, like if it was their right hand that was injured, I would not want to freeze that hand. I would freeze the left hand. The reason being is because you want to do the anesthesia first in a place that's not currently feeling the pain, because it's going to be easier to anesthetize something that's not in pain at the moment. Yeah. So let's say it was their left arm and hand that was in pain. What I would do is I'd have them, once I induce the trance with whatever induction I was going to do, I'd have them imagine walking through the snow. You don't have to do a lot of that. Just have them imagine being in a winter wonderland, walking up to a snowbank, and sticking their right hand in the snowbank. And what I would then do is give them suggestions that the hand was becoming totally numb, totally and completely numb, totally numb, totally numb. That icy, cold, stinging sensation shoots through the fingers, through the back of the hand to the palm of the hand, and that hand is becoming completely numb, totally and completely numb, totally numb, totally numb. Your right hand is freezing. It's almost as if it was cauterized at the wrist. You have no feeling in your right hand. It's totally numb, totally numb, totally and completely numb, totally numb. Just how you did rigid and stiff, you do the same thing with the hand. And you freeze the right hand until they have no feeling in the right hand. Now, I will oftentimes pinch their hand. I'll say, I'm going to begin working with your hand. And you may feel it, but it won't hurt. It won't bother you. It won't bother you. Yet you may feel me working, yet it won't bother. And I'll really tweak on their hand to know that it's numb. Okay, so basically all you do with pain control is you numb one part of the body that's far from the pain. It's easiest to work with a hand because you can pinch it. And then you have them, once you've got that hand numbed, and oftentimes when you're doing this, if you use a snowbank, you will actually feel their skin get cold. Whoa. Yeah, their hand will freeze. I would say 7 times out of 10. In fact, when I was first doing this, I used to calibrate by that. I wouldn't start my intervention until their hand was cold. But then I realized that 3 times out of 10, their hand might not get cold, yet it was still numb. Wow. So you freeze the hand, and then you have them imagine a river of anesthesia flowing from the hand over to that area where they need to be anesthetized. I had them imagine the color it would be. I had them imagine the sound that it would make. Yeah. I had them imagine the color it would be and the sound it would make. The answer is yes, I am recording this. Yeah. I had them imagine the color and the sound. And I have them imagine that color and sound flowing like a river of anesthesia over to that area that needs to be anesthetized, right? And I have them imagine it congregating over there. Now, I think here's the most important. So all you do is freeze one part. Now, you could put them in a trance, have them walk into a dentist's office, walk up to a bucket of anesthesia, and stick the hand in the bucket of anesthesia. The hand's becoming totally numb, totally numb. It's anesthetizing the entire hand. It's totally numb, totally numb, totally and completely numb. And then pinch their hand. So it doesn't have to be a snowbank. I usually will work with a snowbank. You could do it in hot sand. Have them, put them in a trance, have them imagine walking on the beach and sticking their hand in hot sand. Same thing. You always anesthetize a hand, something that's far away. Got it. Yeah? It's far away from the pain. The only time I wouldn't use the hand is if both hands were the ones that were feeling the pain. In which case, I might use a foot or something. Yeah. Well, you start with something that's not in pain, because that's going to be easy to anesthetize. Then once you've got it totally numb, you can pinch it or something, give them a test, and then have them imagine a river of anesthesia. Put it in multiple representational systems. Imagine the color. Imagine the sound as that flows up your right arm all the way over to the left side and down into your left arm, totally anesthetizing your left arm. I got to tell you, by the way, that 8 times out of 10, I'll take them, even if they're, like, I'll always ask them before, I'll say, well, on a scale from 0 to 100, if 100 were being excruciating pain and 0 were nothing, where are you now? If they say they're a 70 or an 80, 7 times out of 10, I'll get them down to a 0 inside of 30 minutes. Yes. 7 times out of 10. Yeah. Do you have a headache?
I know, I have a headache.
Yeah. Let's take one step at a time. So hold that question for just a moment, then ask me again, because I want to finish my explanation of this, and then ask me that question again. Sometimes I prefer to pop a Tylenol, quite frankly, personally, you know, because I know that some people are just into, you know, healthy and stuff like that. Wendy's like that, but sometimes for me, I mean, I have a technique that'll take a headache out like that. That's why I asked her, because I got a technique that'll take a headache out in 30 seconds. Yet it's easier to do with somebody else if I'm doing it with them rather than to go inside and do it on myself. It just kind of gives me more of a headache if I'm doing it to myself. So I'll just, you know, I'll take a Tylenol. But I don't mind that. I've got no issues with medication, whereas there a lot of people have issues with medication. So for me, it doesn't bother me. But I can get rid of a headache much faster than a Tylenol if I'm working with somebody. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I got a headache. Do the process on me. Yeah, yeah, it's a process that'll take care of a headache like that, but it's not something you do to yourself. It's something that you can do with other people. It's kind of one of those other people processes. Yeah, but so it, so the